100% sell-through guarantee.
Thank you for calling RDI. This is Tammy. How can I help you?
Yes, Tammy. Is Ann available, please?
She is here. Let me see if I can catch her for you. Can I ask who's calling?
Wayne Cole.
All right, Wayne. Give me 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Of course.
Assured, RDI Diamonds does not supply the big guns that eat into your profits with predatory pricing. Our loyalty is to our brick-and-mortar retail partners. Feel free to check for yourself.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hey, Mr. Wayne. How you doing?
Hey, Ann. I'm doing great. I hope you are.
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. How are you? What's going on?
Well, not a big order here, but I'm looking for half-carat total weight earrings.
Okay.
I-1s. H-I-I color.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Y'all been busy?
We've been busy. It's definitely Christmas.
Bah humbug.
I know. I know.
They steal it from us, Ann. They steal it from us.
They do. Sad. One day. Probably not. I have a pair of half carat HI. This is SA3I ones, and they're $505. All right. The only thing is, I was just about to say, anything under a 1 carat goes out on invoice.
I don't care.
All right.
That's fine.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, it's for my insurance agent.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm gonna take care of her anyway, so it don't matter.
Perfect. Now, just FYI, if you want to step up to SI2 quality, they would be $550.
Why wouldn't we do that?
I mean, you
know
what?
Are they mounted?
They are, in white gold, 4-prong.
Beautiful.
That's what we do here. That's what we do here. I'm trying to make your lives easier.
You're the best.
All right. Actually, I do have 3-prong. Would you prefer 3-prong?
Nope. She wants the 4.
All right.
So that's perfect.
All right. I'll get it out to you, sir.
I personally like the 3, but she wants the 4.
Okay. Well, we're going to give her what she wants. I like the 3,
absolutely.
Too. I like the 3, too.
Yeah,
I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, I like that.
But that's all right. All right. I'll get them out for tomorrow.
You're the best.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, let me tell you some good news.
Please do.
More and more people ask for natural.
You know what? We see the same thing.
Yeah.
We're seeing the same thing.
When Walmart starts selling lab, it's in the toilet.
Yep.
Period.
Do you know what city was it? I think it had to be New Jersey or New York. So New York City. You know the corner stores that they have in New York City selling lab earrings right at the counter?
Yeah, there you go.
So people are starting to realize what it is.
Yeah, and you're right. So
yep.
I'm seeing more and more of it.
Good.
God
all right, good.
Almighty, for the last 3
years, I know.
Everybody just come in, that's all they ever want. That's all they ever want.
I know. It's crazy.
So I'm finally, so now they're actually saying, I don't want lab.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that before until this season.
I've heard it more and more. And you know what I'm seeing? Is that we've been busier in smaller, higher quality goods. So, you know, three-quarter carat to 1 1/4 in colorless and SI1 or better. So you're seeing that because of lab.
And they're not doing fancy mountings.
Correct.
At best, it's an underneath halo.
Yep.
Maybe some stones running up and down the shank. But that's But I said it, unfortunately, it was a lab. Yesterday, a 2-carater that was just in a Tiffany.
Yep. I'm seeing that more and more, too.
Yeah, semi-mount, definitely not in.
No, nope. So we're seeing that. I hope it stays strong. I do. I think that people are, I do. I think they're finally getting it. And, it's, you know, I get it. It took some time, but We're back.
There's two things that happen. Number one, Walmart.
Yeah.
And number two, when you got a guy, nothing wrong with the guy that works at Taco Bell. Nothing wrong with that. We need him.
I'm going to say, yep.
When he comes in and buys a 2.5 character.
Yep.
People know that ain't real.
Well, it's funny you said that. So I had a jeweler in Texas, had a client walk in, and they said, do you want, you know, are you talking about, a 4-carat? And they're like, did you want lab or natural? And I gasped because I'm like, why would you ask that? But okay. And the customer said, how dare you even ask me if I want lab? She's like, you got Walmart workers wearing these fake diamonds. She's like, I work hard for my money. I said, I need to hire her. But it's true. They don't want to be associated with it.
So my jeweler asked me the other day. He said, Tracy, who is his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about kids here. He's 67 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, she wants to find a price. Give me a price on a 5-carat oval lamb. And I looked at him. I said, Mark.
Mm-mm.
I said, Mark, don't do that, Mark. I said, don't do that. He said, what do you mean? I said, Mark, a 5-carat oval
mm-hmm.
would cost somewhere in the $60,000 to $70,000.
Correct.
No one's going to believe that I pay you that much money.
Correct. Correct. And that's the thing. They don't know.
Don't put something on her hand that's not believable.
Well, don't put her in the situation too where she's around people and they have to ask you, is that real or lab?
Yeah, exactly. Don't do it.
No. Nope.
Don't freaking do it.
Although.
And a lot of times, that's the spiel I give them.
Yep.
Guys, if you go too big, nobody's going to believe it's real.
Correct.
If you go too big, they're not going to believe it's real.
Yep. Do you want to hear a funny story? We have a jeweler here in Rochester who is a pretty high-end jewelry store here in Rochester. Gets all the high-end clientele, whatever. And a prominent government figure in Rochester, who everyone knows, he's on the news, everyone knows him, went to the store, bought his wife a 5-carat lab-grown round. Okay? She was like, oh, my goodness. Didn't tell her. Went out with her friends to a lunch.
Another brunch.
A brunch, right? They asked her, is that lab-grown or real? She was devastated. Devastated. So she goes back. She's like, I can't wear this. She's like, no, it's lab-grown. I cannot wear this. I want a real thing. You can go down and wait, but I want the real thing. And so he went back to this jewelry store in the area. He went back. He goes, I'm in a lot of trouble. No, listen, I'm in a lot of trouble with my wife. I gotta give you back this 5-carat round. He goes, I need a 2.5 so they don't think it's fake. He's like, but I want to do lab grown.
That one is bad. He did it again,
and then bought himself a Rolex.
We did it again.
I was like, no. We were dying. We're like, oh, Lord.
You didn't vote for him, did you?
No, no, no. No. I'm waiting for the report. They're getting divorced.
Oh, my God. The hammer is going to fall.
I couldn't believe. I about died. I about fell out my chair. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he's going to marry an attorney.
Oh, my.
He's telling me. He's telling me about this. And so I'm getting him prices. Called you. Got some prices of stones. And he said, what about this lab thing? And I said, all right, Scott. I said, but make sure you tell her now. Make sure you tell her. So he ends up buying the lab.
Oh.
He don't tell her.
Mm-mm.
Next
Mm-mm.
thing I know, I'm getting text messages from him at like 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
This is a real diamond, right? This is a real diamond. I'm like, it's a real lab-grown diamond.
Correct.
You know, what the hell is your question?
Horrible.
You know, and so, yeah, so now he comes in, and he bought 2-carat,
mm-hmm.
right? So now he comes in, and you're soon going to get a call for the 2-carat, because he's trying to figure out now how he's going to come up with $17,000, $18,000.
Oh my goodness.
Versus $1,800.
Right. Oh, good Lord.
And I tell them all, you better tell them now. I don't want anybody coming in raising hell at me. And you better tell them.
You let them know. Let them know. Because if you don't, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I've had jewelry stores, and my jewelers, they've been put in a position where the girlfriend or the wife comes in and is like, is this a lab or natural? And they don't know what to do. Because it put them in a bad position. And
well,
so they're like, oh.
When you look at it, and I've educated everybody on the floor, when you look at it and it's pure and you see that faceted girdle,
yeah,
you better start looking for that serial number.
Yep.
And I said, and guys, it's okay to look at the customer and say, tell me about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I said, and hopefully at least 9 out of 10 will say, well, it's lab grown. Okay.
Right.
They know that it's lab grown. But that one that doesn't
know
it, I said, you have got to tell them. And I said, I don't care how much trouble he gets into. I am not going to take responsibility for taking something in that the customer thinks is one thing, and then they pick it up and they say, oh, this is not my diamond.
Right.
I said, so before it goes to the repair department,
mm-hmm,
you make sure that everybody's on the same damn page.
Yep. It's wild.
It is crazy. I said, but if you look at something and it's VS1 to VVS and an F color, it's going and it's got a faceted girdle, it's going to be lab.
Correct.
It's going to be lab.
Correct. It's wild. It's, you know what, though? Like you said, thankfully that it's starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
All right, I got one waiting on me. Thank you.
All right, we'll keep on keeping on.
Something else.
All right, thank you, Miss Rain.
Bye.
Bye.